Close your eyes and listen to my voice. I want to take you on a journey. A journey to another time and place. It will be a sexual experience. Will you agree to join me? Do you want me to show you what lays hidden in your unconscious mind? Good. Then close your eyes and listen to my voice. And I'll begin. Do you see the darkness? The darkness that comes from closing your eyes and shutting out the world. The darkness will be your canvas. With my help, we'll paint a picture together. A beautiful picture of what could be and of what is. Picture a room. It's a simple room. Four white walls, a bed, a door, a window. Do you see the room? Have you painted this picture? This is a special room. A room where people go to experience sexual fantasies. Every time a woman in a shower closes her eyes and dreams of her crush, this room is created. Every time a teenage boy lays on his bed thinking of his girlfriend, this room is created. It exists. It is real. And you are in it. But you're not here to play out your fantasy. Or are you? Let's put it another way. You're not going to be in charge today. No, that honor is reserved for someone else. I can't tell you who she is. She could be a teacher who's had too much to drink and is enjoying a new toy. Or maybe a mother of three trying to find some excitement as her husband fucks her. But she exists, and she's on her way. So, let's start painting that picture again. And let's start by putting you in it. You sit on the bed, nervously waiting for your guest to arrive. A large wooden clock on the wall grabs your attention. The sound of each tick seeming to echo slightly. Time passes. You wait. Slowly, the anxiety begins to lessen and you realize you're excited for things to begin. Lost in thought of what's to come, you almost miss the sound of light footsteps coming from outside. You turn and face the door, eager to see who's approaching. With a loud squeak, the handle turns and the door swings open. You have company. A beautiful woman stands at the door, with a smile as she enters the room. Her long blonde hair reaches down almost to her ass, and her piercing blue eyes sparkle in the sunlight. Wearing a sheer white robe, you see that she's topless, naked, but for a small white thong. The robe hangs open slightly, revealing the shape of her buxom breasts. You're staring. She laughs lightly, taking a seat on the edge of the bed. Introducing herself, you learn her name is Sarah, and she's so very pleased to meet you. She lays out before you, her long legs stretching out over your own. You engage in pleasantries, enjoying the touch of her warm skin. Your small blue boxers begin to tighten, your cock growing in arousal. You feel yourself blush. Her warm smile transforms into a smirk. She bites her lip gently. You wonder if she expects you to make the first move and consider reaching for her, eager to kiss those full red lips. The door opens again. Surprised, you turn to see who's interrupting you. A man. Young, with a muscular build, he waits inside the doorframe, and you notice he wears the same blue boxers. Sarah stands and embraces him, hugging him firmly against her body. She motions for him to sit, and he does, taking her spot on the bed, while she continues to stand, facing you both. Excellent! We're all here, she tells you. John, Brian, Brian, John. She introduces you to each other, her robe swaying open as she gestures with her hands. Now, John, this is the fantasy I'm here for, she informs you, her eyes widening in excitement. Your mind begins to spin, a haze of panic flooding your body. You didn't agree to this. Sarah continues to talk, but you find it difficult to follow through the numbness you now feel. You tell yourself that this can't be happening. This isn't you. You hear your name. John, I asked if this is okay. You begin to answer, begin to shout that no, no, this is not okay. She slides her robe over her shoulders, letting it fall to the ground. You feel yourself begin to smile. Of course it's okay. Sarah walks back to the bed and begins to kiss you, her bare breasts pressing against your chest. Her head falls back as you kiss her neck and a low moan fills the room. You notice the smell of sweet vanilla and you breathe in deeply, lost in the moment. The bed creaks. Brian is joining you. Brian leans into Sarah, holding her breast as he begins to lick and tease her nipple. You continue kissing her, your hand sliding down her bare back to find her ass. Sarah pulls away, standing from the bed. You notice her flushed complexion and her smeared lipstick. She holds out both hands, one for you, one for Brian. You're both encouraged to stand, and you feel your bare shoulder against his. Giggling softly, she pushes you to face each other, and for the first time, You make eye contact with Brian. You both look uncertain, neither sure what to do. She pushes you both again, pushing your bodies against each other. You immediately feel his cock, the hardness of his erection, the heat of his excitement. Despite yourself, your cock begins to grow against his stomach, enjoying the pressure on the shaft. Suddenly, Sarah drops to her knees, pulling down your boxers as she goes. Your two cocks spring out, hard and long, both leaking pre-cum from the tip. Sarah grabs at your cocks, her grip firm as she begins to stroke. You close your eyes, uncomfortable being so close to another man. Up and down the shaft, she milks you. Her pace is slow and forceful. Feel her hand. Feel each finger coiled around you as she picks up speed. Feel her hand as it reaches the bottom of the shaft. Feel it as it grazes your balls. Back at the top of your shaft, she pauses, using her thumb to tease you, massaging the tip before running it around the head. The stroking stops. You look down and see Sarah turning her wrists, bringing the erect cocks together. Your heart rate quickens as you feel his head against yours, Sarah now rubbing them together tightly, his pre-cum mixing with yours, the slick sensation of flesh on flesh feels good, and you grow harder still. See her hands? See his heart? Cock pressed against your own. Feel his excitement. Feel it grow against your erection. Gripping harder, Sarah angles both shafts against each other and begins stroking you both at the same time. You notice the heat from his cock. The sticky strings of pre-cum between you both. What is happening? You feel your arousal deepening, enjoying her two hands as they glide back and forth. Her grip is tight, and you enjoy the twisting motion she uses to force your head against Brian's. Sarah stops again, pushing you both back onto the bed. She begins to position you, moving you closer together, parting your legs, laying your legs over Brian's. She moves you closer still, and you feel your heavy balls press into his. It feels good. And you begin to think of that hot cum that will soon be spilling. Sarah kneels beside you, leaning over as she spits onto your cocks. You feel her begin to glide them together. Feel her playing with the swollen heads, rubbing them together once more. She reaches for your balls, gripping them tightly, playfully rubbing them against Brian's cock. As you both moan in pleasure, Sarah laughs, leaning down once more. She slides her lips over both cocks, stretching her mouth to its limit. The heat from her tongue, from his cock, is overwhelming, and you feel your dick twitching, pulsing against Brian's. Sarah begins to bob up and down, her saliva dripping down both shafts as your meat causes her to gag. See her head, feel her hair as it falls onto your thighs, feel her lips as they grip you. Her eyes now watering, she moans to herself, enjoying the feel of her mouth being filled. She reaches down, grabbing your balls, using her skillful fingers to massage and tease you. You feel yourself start to tense, your balls aching to explode, and you know you're about to orgasm. Sarah stops. "Not yet," she whispers. She stands, finally pulling down her thong and kicking it away. She starts to play with her pussy, licking her finger before finding her clit. You watch with Brian, enjoying the show, enjoying the expression of lust on her face. "I want you both inside me," she demands, moving back to the bed. On all fours, her back arches as she tosses her hair back. She smiles, beginning to crawl towards you. You stare into her eyes, enjoying their intensity. She turns from you, carefully lowering herself onto your cock, her arms stretched out by your head, supporting her. She reaches and pulls you inside, and you both moan in pleasure. Feel her warm pussy. Feel the muscles as they grip you. Feel her as she begins to ride you, gripping your shaft so tightly. Sarah pauses as Brian squeezes himself inside. You feel his cock pressed against your shaft, feel his balls slap against your own. The heat is incredible, and the more Brian pumps, the more Sarah squirms, the warmer and wetter her pussy becomes. You lay back, feeling your orgasm building once more, feeling Brian's cock twitching and Sarah's pussy gripping you tighter. The three of you moan in unison, taking pleasure from each other's arousal. With a cry of excitement, Brian stops his thrusting, his cock now shooting ribbons and ribbons of warm, sticky cum. You feel it flood over your cockhead, feel it dripping down your shaft and onto your balls. The sensation is too much. You join Brian in coming, your cock throbbing and twitching with each spurt. Sarah begins to scream in pleasure, and you feel her pussy contract, feel her thighs begin to spasm as she too comes with you. You lay together, breathing deeply for a moment, your cock still inside Sarah as it begins to soften. Without warning, Sarah climbs off of you both, her hand holding her pussy, trapping the mess inside. She inches up on the bed, and you see a wicked look in her eyes, and you know what she has planned. Straddling your face, she removes her hand, allowing the cum to flow from her, rushing over your mouth, her thighs gripping your face tightly. You feel her pushing her pussy down onto you, grinding her wetness into you. You feel your warm mouth open and are immediately hit by the taste of cum as it lands on your tongue. Sarah continues to grind and flex her pussy muscles, forcing every drop out. You find yourself becoming aroused once more and feel your cock harden. Unable to see past Sarah's body, you feel Brian's large hand as it takes hold of your erection. He begins to stroke your shaft and begins to suck your head. Sarah moves away from your face, walking down to kiss Brian as she playfully rubs your balls. She uses her hand on the back of his head to direct his mouth back onto you, seeming turned on by his actions. Smiling, she looks at you and winks slowly before laughing to herself. Your still, sensitive cock can't take any more of Brian's rough and forceful sucking, and he rips the orgasm from you. You come again, deep into his mouth as he tightens his lips around your shaft, and Sarah pulls his head off of you and begins to kiss him, her tongue darting inside to play with your sperm. Your vision begins to blur as elements from the room slowly start to disappear. The wooden clock on the wall, the sheets on the bed, the walls and the door. One by one, items vanish until only the three of you remain. Sarah smiles at you both, and you sense her fulfillment, her happiness. She merges into the darkness, taking Brian with her as she leaves. Left alone, you can't help but wonder who else is out there, building their own rooms, and what naughty secrets do they hide?